It is Monday, the 17th of February. I'm Linda van Tolberg, and here is your BizNews Flash Briefing. The battle between Old Mutual and its sacked chief executive officer, Peter Moyo, is not over yet. Old Mutual is in the process of appointing a new CEO for the company, but Moyo filed an urgent court application on Friday to prevent the financial services company from going ahead with installing anybody. The matter will be heard on the 10th of March this year. It follows after the courts initially ordered Moyo to be reinstated, but this was overturned in a ruling in January this year, which opened the way for Old Mutual to resume its plans to appoint a new CEO. Moyo's lawyer says the application for leave to appeal means Old Mutual cannot appoint a new permanent CEO pending the outcome of Moyo's latest application. South African Airways received a boost as insolvency cover by Travel Insurance Consultants, a Sanlam subsidiary, and Bright Insurance Company have reinstated insolvency cover on SAA tickets. The airline's chief financial officer, Dion Frederick, said customers could now purchase tickets with renewed confidence that they were protected on every step of their journey. He said the TIC's decision was based on its confidence that the business rescue process was in the best interest of stabilizing SAA. The decision by Flight Center at the end of November to stop selling SAA tickets because of ongoing concerns over the airline's stability has also been changed. Flight Center said it has reviewed its position and had lifted its stop sell on SAA. The name of Dudazani Zuma, the son of former President Jacob Zuma, has popped up in a probe in irregularities at Pakistan's top bank. According to Business Day, the Habib Bank's UAE operations skirted rules when they opened an account for Zuma Jr. An inspection by Pakistan's central bank has revealed significant irregularities in dealings with politically exposed clients and in screening some transactions. The inspection was conducted after a global watchdog for illicit financial activities, the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, put Pakistan on its monitoring list. The organization is considering a Pakistan downgrade, which could affect the IMF's bailout program for the country and have serious consequences for the nation's economy. It was found that employees in some of Habib Bank's UAE branches help certain customers disguise transactions by issuing pay orders in their own names. President Cyril Ramaphosa's ambition of trimming the state wage bill to get the nation's shaky finances under control have run into opposition from the outset. Ramaphosa said in his Speech of the Nation address last week that the government was engaging with unions on how it could contain labor costs. Kusatu responded, saying that the state had proposed cutting 30,000 jobs and freezing pay for 3 years, and said just because they were talking did not mean they were on the same page. Kusatu spokesperson Sizwe Pamla said the government had a right to engage with its employees, but did not have the right to its own slaves. Meanwhile, Eskom CEO Andre de Reuter has managed to avoid a potential clash with labor unions by offering voluntary severance packages for personnel aged 60 to 62 in an effort to address the top-heavy structure of the power utility. And that has been your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until the next time.